afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Not So Shy John speaking to you from the Kill Radio Studios. I've come to you today to review with you a serious problem that I have encountered on the landscape. I really want you all to consider this heavily. Close that. Get out of my way. All right, here we go. I want to talk to you today about a serious issue facing the nation. I want to announce a new entry in the newest edition of the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. This latest addition to the list of diagnosable mental disorders has not yet been published. The discovery is so new, but I need to introduce you to this malady before anybody else. Actually, this condition has only recently been recognized as diagnosable and treatable. In fact, you may very well be affected yourself, and it was, in fact, a self-diagnosis that brought me here today. So what is this terrible scourge? You will know the minute I tell you. You may be very close to someone who suffers. It has been called GOF, to shorten the name and prevent humiliation amongst your children. I, too, have discovered it in my makeup, and I need your help. I am a grumpy old fart. It took many years to develop. As I got older, I found myself growing at the same time grumpier. Grumpy old fartism strikes at the heart of your very existence. It affects every part of life and detracts from the beauty of it all. It casts a pall over you, and you find yourself reacting to things like news about the government or those idiots who play their music on the train. The smallest thing can send one into fits of old fartism, and anybody can be stricken without diligence and the support of friends, family, and community. Be on your guard. Television watching can also cause one to react with an old fart outburst, or OFO, a sure symptom in the diagnosis. You must be forever vigilant, on your guard as you go through life, to help prevent falling into this horrible mental condition. Further symptoms are making statements like, "Kids today," or "When I was younger, I'd," or the classic, "You kids, get the fuck off of my lawn." But even more subtle signs are statements like, "It didn't used to be this way," or "How do you work this thing?" Only you can prevent grumpy old fartism and help stamp out these grumpy old fartists in your community. Believe me, I know science is doing everything it can to reverse aging and stop the inevitable march of time as we all march together in step. But you can be kind to those around you and not play that shit on the train. Don't try and impress everybody with your shitty taste in music. Use headphones. Imagine that. Dr. Dre himself has made major strides in preventing GOF attacks on the train, so we do have the medical profession doing their part. Now, while you starlets and dignitaries and celebrities, I must address your part in this. When you do stupid shit and it gets on the news and it gets an item on Entertainment Tonight or CNN, it causes a visceral reaction amongst the population and can trigger a full gas attack. A cloud of grumpy old farts waft into the primetime air, and this pollution is contributing to global warming. You people, stop doing all that stupid shit. Oh, sorry. Do you not see how serious a problem this is? You see, it is not the grumpy old fart himself who is to blame here. It is circumstantial and it is situational. The conditions that will take a perfectly normal, well-adjusted old fart and pitch him into the abyss of grumpiness, or AOG for you clinical diagnosticians out there. You can help keep yourself and your loved ones from falling into this seemingly bottomless abyss by not doing stupid shit, by keeping the fuck off my lawn, and by wearing your regulation Dr. Dre's on the train. Oh, and pull up your pants, too. You look like an idiot. Oh, sorry, there I go again. I find that frequent applications of medical marijuana can be of some help, but you must also do your part. Cheer the hell up. Don't be so judgmental. And for that matter, don't be so fucking mental, ladies. And help prevent these gas attacks. Hire an old fart for your business. Put him on the payroll, and his grumpiness will be lessened because he can then eat and live indoors. Think how uplifting that can be to not be a homeless grumpy old fart. An even worse condition that is harder to treat. Take your favorite old fart to lunch. This is a sure preventer of grumpiness. A sated belly is a happy belly, which is how the belly of an old fart should be. Thank you very much for your discretion. In the meantime, we are here online.
We got DJ Innovation.
Oh, are you there?
We got DJ Innovation.
You're the blue line.
Got DJ NO posting in here. He's listening. He's making some comments.
Oh, I'm sure he loved that Rain Man moment there.
And we got Jay Skills on here, too.
Oh, no.
NO says, this shit is crazy. Turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. Hey, that's what the song said. To which I responded, layers.
Indeed.
He says, I couldn't hear this on the radio. And he says, John is crazy reading this shit. I said, grumpy old fart sweat. And he says, what in the what? I give him a little,
There you go.
And he says, ha ha, and I never get laid anyways.
I should wonder.
Jay Skill says, old fart to lunch day? ?
There you go. Or a t-shirt, yeah. Maybe.
And NO wants to know, did you write this, John? Did you write that last grumpy old fart piece, or was that something you found?
Are you kidding me?
So I'm guessing the answer is no, he didn't write it.
I woke up this morning, and that was on my mind, honestly.
Well, and it really did. It really did.
Spontaneously.
It did.
From the ether.
Directly correlate, as you said, with my train trip by Joni.
How's that?
Well, normally I'm treated to all the wonderful music that is blasted from the shitty speakers of people's iPhones.
My point, exactly, yes.
And it usually just is always the same trite,
tinny, crap.
Ignoramus rap, mm-hmm. that they always play. Loud, electronic beats, ear-piercing decibels, latently offensive, pervasive language.
Curse words and, yes.
And hate speech.
Yes, indeed.
And about the IQ level, the relative IQ level of maybe Forrest Gump from these folks.
Or broadcast radio, if you will, yes.
Right. Today we actually were treated to a whole nother level of awful in the music department.
Oh, tell me, dude.
Well, first of all, folks, speaking on behalf of the borderline grumpy old fart community, I would like
to
say...
Thank you.
I would like to say that you kids out there with the gauge rings where you stretch your earlobes out to like 7 times the natural size of a normal ear piercing.
Disc things, yeah,
right.
That you bangy look. Yeah.
So you're not going to Claire's to get a little piercing done with the gun for these. You are sticking a gauge ring in your earlobe and slowly stretching it out until it cannot return to its normal elasticity.
Reminds me of a song I knew as a child. Do your ears hang low? Do they dangle to and fro?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Can you tie them in a knot? Can you do some blow off of them? Anyways, you kids look ridiculous. You look ridiculous. There's absolutely no fashion value to that I can see whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who identifies themselves with you for looking that way is a retard. It's god-awful. It makes my tattoos look classy compared to that.
We've taken anti-establishmentarianism to a new level here, and I think about these poor kids as they get older and grow up and look back on their body disfigurement that they did and how it affects their future employment.
There's
prospects.
A grumpy old man argument, but I'll give it up, John. When people say to me, what are you going to think of your tattoos when you're 70? All I can say to them is, I'm going to think this is something I did when I was young that I can easily cover up because I put them on parts of my body that are not my face or my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm going to say back.
Or every square inch of my body.
And I've seen old folks with tats, and I got to tell you, even though they have wrinkly skin, the tats don't look that awful if they just keep them up a little bit and put some suntan lotion on them.
It can be done.
They don't look awful. I saw a guy the other day who was pushing 70-something years old with tats. He looked cool. He looked burly.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say...
Maybe it has to do with being tasteful in the first place, what you pick.
When you are 70 and you have earlobes that look like frickin' donut holes, you are not going to be glad that you did this. And I'm sure a lot of y'all are thinking, I'm extreme. I'm not going to live to see 70, man. I'm going to live fast, die young, and leave a good-looking corpse. And some of you may. Most of you are going to look like frickin' Dumbo ears when you're 70, bro. Anyways, to the point, one of our great Metro Trans writers that was gauged out to the hilt with his gauge rings, just prying his earlobes apart, he decided to treat us to a solid 25 minutes of thrashing death metal. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not the world's biggest hater of metal. I don't love it, but I don't hate it. There are metal bands I enjoy.
I could learn to hate it.
Are definitely some hardcore bands that play super, super loud, aggressive shit that I can get into.
I like Rage Against the Machine. They're one
I like
of my
Fugazi,
favorite
man. Fugazi was a great 90s group. Yeah. Minor Threat, a lot of the punk groups from the old days. I can dig it. This is the type where it's like quadruple time drums, you know. For 25 fucking minutes. Nobody around me on the train even turns around to look at this guy. They don't even flinch.
Wow.
I actually look up. I look up at the wall and see no external speakers. Then I look over. They also say no eating. There's some guy having a fucking El Pollo Loco feast behind me, too. Stinking up the whole train with his food.
Oh, God.
Got to tell you, that one's annoying, but that one's passable. For 25 minutes is not.
No.
I almost said something today, but you know what? You got to pick your battles on the train, dude. You got to pick your battles. And being, you know, El Gringo Diablo doesn't necessarily help my cause, bro. Just saying. Being old Guero. Guero Diablo.
Was he a bro?
He was Mexican. I imagine that probably might have been to my advantage if I had actually decided to take him to task. Do you know, I actually today on the same train saw the black lady who a month ago threw an elbow into my ribs. Do you remember that one? And then shouted at me in front of her child.
Did she have a kid with her?
No, I noticed that. She did have a drugged out looking dude with her, though, that was not the dude who was with her the last time.
Different guy, yeah.
But I thought to myself, this is not the train car, because she was in that car, too. This is not the train car. I already have people that are giving me stink eyes. She remembered me, too, and I didn't say anything. But dogs, if you keep doing this, it's not going to be a grumpy old fart that's going to do it. It's going to be somebody else that hates your music that is going to straight tell you to stop, or they're going to smash your shit.
Let's hope.
I straight up plugged my ear. He sat right across from me and watched me have one hand in my ear for 25 minutes and continued on.
Why don't you just get on another train? I mean, go down one car at the next stop.
I do that sometimes, but I got to say, I'm not in the mood, man. I'm not in the mood to have to keep changing my life around for these folks. I am mindful of you. I am.
Yeah.
I don't bang my Silly J Skills featuring DJ Inno and TDB on the train.
Which would rock.
And most people on there would probably be going, aw, snizzle.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Because I actually care about your comfort the same way that I hope you care about mine. And then I get off that train, John, and I'm walking down the stairs, which are always, you know, flooded with people who don't want to ever give an inch to each other. And somebody's sitting in the middle of the stairwell, forcing us all to make one lane out of two on the stairwell. Just sitting there on his phone, completely, not even oblivious, just completely at peace with the fact that he's holding everyone up by obstructing the stairwell when he could literally go to a seat that's 5 feet away.
I think I might have accidentally kicked him in the shoulder or something. Oh, sorry, dude. You're in my way.
Self-involved people, bro. I don't even think this is grumpy old fart talk. I think this is just reality.
Yeah.
If we keep going this way, folks, if we keep behaving this way, we're going to set off World War III. I'm just telling you this. We are going to do it.
People aren't going to care when it happens.
Because we're all zombies, so it's really going to be more like World War Z.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll be playing the part of the poor man's Brad.
I'm looking for a song, and I can't find it. It's making me crazy.
If you also like to unload on people on the train, give us a call here. 213-252-0998 is the number.
You will find a sympathetic ear.
If you're tolerant of people on the train, don't call. Just go soak your head in ice water or something.
We want to hear your grumpy old manism today. Grumpy old manish boy.
We got some good stuff, John. I brought in some stuff from my buddy Bill Badger that I went to college with a long time ago. He's now living in Hanoi, Vietnam.
Yeah.
And he is the drummer for this super funky soul band called the Downbeat Drivers.
Wow. Downbeat. Okay.
The Downbeat Drivers.
On the one.
Oh. We also got some music from hiphopclub.biz that just went up that I brought in.
Maybe we have a call from a bus rider out there.
I'm going to take an educated guess and say this is N-O.
You've reached Kill Radio.
stuff because it's the nonstop bitching about other people on other trains.
There you go. Well, you know, I have this friend who has to ride the train for a total of about 5 hours to do a show here. So it's, you know, I can see where it becomes a sensitive subject after a while because, you know, I've taken that same trip and it can be a real endurance. It can be a real endurance test just to go the distance because you pass through parts of town that I don't know how to put it. But there, you know, there are different people on different parts of town, on different parts of the public transit system.
And go ahead and say it, John. Go ahead and say it. You want to have your racist moment right now?
Not at all.
No, I'm joking.
That's not what I'm shooting for. But maybe I don't know. Here, talk to Tucker. Maybe he can put it more glibly.
Hey, you know, John's not a racist. He's an albino, man. He's actually black, but with a white exterior.
I just wanted to set him up for it, because he was like, you know, I'm Shy John. You know, there's certain people in certain parts of certain areas of the town, you know, with certain things that I don't like.
And certain appendages that are longer than mine sometimes.
Yes, they have certain
noses and things, yes.
And I never get laid. Anyways.
We're off to a smashing start today. So what's going on over there in Otron? How you doing, bud?
Just hanging out, you know, hanging and slanging. Running low on weed, it sucks.
Hanging, slanging, and Wu-Tanging. I don't know if we understand that logic over here.
I was going to say, John was like, yeah, I have a certain friend who has to... Oh, wait, hold on.
I have a certain friend who has to ride the train for 5 hours. I think we should change the name of his show to Tucker Needs a Car.
Yeah. That's more like it. Tucker Booth needs a chauffeur and a limo.
Yeah.
Tucker Booth needs a ride.
3 days a week right here on Kill Radio.
Yeah. L.A. Zone. Bum that doesn't drive. Tucker Booth needs a ride.
And you know what the greatest part is about being me at this station? You know, I am by far the middle of the pack when it comes to bums at this station. You know what I mean? We literally have homeless people that have shows on this station, bro.
We are the
middle-class
bums.
That's funny.
We literally have homeless people that stand outside the radio station at night and wait to see the lights go off so they can come in and get warm and drink their booze.
Right.
Hey, remember, with the keys and everything.
We're Motley Bunch here, I'll tell
John
you what.
John goes down to Skid Row to hang out with them and give them the details. Like, hey, we're all going to leave the studio at 7 o'clock. You guys can come in and have a circle jerk if you want.
No circle jerks, but... You are allowed to come in and download kiddie porn.
Yeah, there you go.
As long as you have a key and you pay your monthly dues.
Come in, threaten people, and download kiddie porn.
That's right. Threaten to piss with people in front of their kids and download kiddie porn. It's all just a day in the office here.
Go ahead and trash the place and turn the computer off. Everybody else will take care of it tomorrow.
Hashtag Unseen Legion. Oops. So, you got any requests today, bud? Anything you want us to play?
I definitely don't want to hear any Jay Skills.
We don't either.
Yes, I do have a request.
Okay.
I would like you to play some Wax.
Play some Wax.
I was actually just explaining to my father-in-law what Wax was.
Wait, he was unaware?
Yeah, he was unaware. I told him all about getting dabbed up.
I love trying to tell older folks about Molly, too. That's a good one, you know. Do you know what Molly is? They'll ask me that, like,
who's she?
Do you know what Molly is? I'm like, yeah, that white girl. And they're like,
I've been out of the game so long that I never even called it Molly. I don't know, it was ecstasy for me.
Well, they used to call Coke Molly. It actually changed. Like, the young kids took it for themselves for X, but I used to have friends that called Coke Molly years ago. They go, hey, Molly, you know that white girl. They've been doing that for years.
You know that white girl.
Because I guess that's a white-sounding name or something.
It was Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40
bucks.
Right,
I guess. Yeah. Molly. Well, I don't know any black girls named Molly. Like, hey, how you doing? My name's Molly. Like, what?
Yeah. Most white girls are named, like, Mallory, not Molly. you know?
Mallory.
Hi, I'm Mallory.
Hi, hey, I'm Mallory.
I'm going to cosmetology school.
Trying to call my dogs in from outside. Trying to call my dogs off.
Hey, I'm going to hand you back to John. Hold on.
All right. We're back.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Oh, man. It's, you know, typical stuff. Been a busy week. I got the second half of the Tucker Busso all rendered to file this afternoon because it is the whole Savage Son segment of the show.
Right. Hey, is next week number 50?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, damn it. What are we going to do?
Coming up
special
on the whole year here. Yeah.
I got it.
It is number 50.
Which is October the 28th, as I see.
So I'm not going to have a feature at all next week. We're just going to do whatever we want because it's our 50th anniversary.
You know, actually, we have a 50-show retrospective of material to draw from, for that matter. Really, just,
ooh,
you know,
yeah,
just
that's
going
what we
back
do.
Through
we
the playlist.
We can do a worst of the greatest show and have, like, of all the features we've had.
The finest of the finest. Something like
we
that.
Can just, yeah.
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 Need to go back and figure out who all I've featured and maybe make that happen. We'll leave Jay Skills out, though, because fuck that dude.
Yeah. No more Skills.
Ooh.
Nope, he's cut off.
We're just going for unskilled labor now, huh? It's much cheaper.
Yeah. Ixnay on,
yeah,
the,
we want
on the illy skate, ill skate.
Unskilled. We don't want anybody with skills. We want the lack thereof.
Like I say, they're a dime a dozen. You know, you can, you know, go down to Home Depot. And,
right. Well, actually, those they are skilled. They'll do anything.
They'll run right out of
your car. Are you being racist again, John?
They're really good at cramming themselves into your car. I've
hey, those,
du-
those dudes are pretty...
I will not stand for your racial talk.
Hey, you know, those dudes are pretty skilled at driving me out of a job. I'll tell you that.
That's true.
They are. They're way more skilled at it, and they're also way more skilled at stabbing Guero in the back, dude.
They got the connection.
They're like, oh, yay, this fucking gringo. We going to get his ass out of here. He can't even wash that dish right.
Hey, Guero, why are you so slow at handling 7 tubs of dishes at once? Ha-ha. What an idiot.
He's over there doing dishes and putting a roof on at the same time. Look
seriously.
At me.
Probably.
Seriously, while avoiding INS. I mean, it's crazy, dude. I don't know how they do it.
And mopping the floor and chopping salad.
Well, ask John. He'll have a racist reason why they do it.
Kill Radio, where aggressive racism lives.
Hey.
I always made John out to be like he's a bad guy, but he's not a bad guy. He's
yes,
a terrible guy.
That's what it is. Those white guys, they complain too much. They're grumpy
right.
old farts. Man.
Some white guys get radio shows and
it's
fucking complain on them.
And get really good. I mean, look at Rush Limbaugh. I mean, you know, he's probably making a living at it. And he
right.
makes shit up, you know?
Yep. True.
So what are you going to do? Hey, there's a market. Hey, just like geek is chic, you know? Chic, geek chic, hey. And
yeah, I think people just always say that. I think a bunch of geeks got together and they were like, hey, let's just start saying that geek is chic. And then a couple cool people heard it and they're like, yeah, geek is chic.
Spread the rumor.
They're like, oh, my God. And now all these cool people are dressing like geeks. And, like,
I get to pull my Mr. Bubble T-shirt back out, yeah.
The geeks can't even have their own style anymore because they're like, man, we're not even cool. We look like we're trying to be cool.
Now all these assholes got tape on their glasses, really.
Right, right. Oh, this guy's wearing a bow tie?
The high-water pants, yeah.
Yeah,
really.
You know?
I thought I said a fashion trend way back when. Really.
I love the fact that kids nowadays are like, yeah, check me out. I'm dressing so 80s. And it's like... That's not even how people dressed in the 80s. That's how you think people dressed in the 80s.
That's true.
You saw one workout video, and you assume that's how everybody walked down the street.
Well, and it's not just that, but really the people that bug me even more than the posers, because, you know, posers are always going to jump on the trends and the you know, the fads. It's these hipsters. You know
the
who I'm talking about.
You.
Hipsters. It's like if your entire wardrobe consists of ironic catchphrase T-shirts, silly hats,
goofy shoes,
and a mustache. I'm sorry, there are no unironic mustaches. They are all ironic mustaches.
Dude, this tripped me out. I didn't even realize you guys switched the phone. I thought I was still talking to John.
No, John, this is John. I'm just doing a really good Tucker Booth impression right now.
Oh, okay. I understand. You sounded like Macho Man Randy Savage earlier. Your voice is all raspy today.
Hey!
Will you do your impersonation of a screamer band again?
Okay. Oh, you want to hear Randy Savage again? I think that was also the name of the band that he was playing. I think they were called Randy Savage.
The Randy Savages.
I want to hear your
Randy Savages. That's awesome. I want to steal that for my own punk band name, the Randy Savages. Yikes. Okay, here we go. Thank you. That song was called "Pull Up Your Fucking Pants."
I'm lighting my lighter.
Hey, dude. How about that mixtape album that you're going to do, the freestyle album, that'll be titled "The Randy Savages."
The hit single "Pull Up Your Fucking Pants."
Now I'm talking to John again. Y'all keep fucking me up, just throwing the phone back and forth and shit.
Well, we're both hearing you. See, we have to keep trading off the phone to talk back.
Just clean that earwax out of your ears and smoke it.
When are you guys
going
to figure out and get somebody in there to figure out how to hook the phone up to where you guys can talk into your microphones and you
just
can hear?
Do speakerphone. Yeah.
I mean Howie. Not even speakerphone. But do it like a real radio station, you know, where
like
if I call in there,
just like
kill radio through the microphone and I can hear you.
I'm not really a radio announcer, but
kill radio like a real radio station.
Only way
that'd
different.
Be like a real radio station. Like some real boys.
Like some nice boys. Don't you boys know any nice songs?
Yeah. Don't you boys know any nice songs?
You are too good at that. You are just doddering right into your old fartism there.
Do,
look out.
Do Shy John again, N.O. Yeah. Do Shy John.
Yeah. Yeah, this is here. We'll do Tucker Booth co-hosting with Shy John. Go ahead. Present the show.
All right. This show is about old people being pissed off and living in a world that just isn't fair.
I'm going to email him a bomb.
We're
going
to get back into it and play some music that we really like to listen to and not that shit you youngsters listen to today. And that's how.
You know what I love the most about Shy John's music taste, you know?
What's that?
It's like every time I think I've got him pegged, he pulls some brand new rabbit out of Pandora's snatch. I don't know where the hell he finds these songs. Like, I think, okay, well, he likes this type of stuff. And then he's like, all right, here's one by a Polish klezmer band with an autistic freestyle rapping lead singer.
I even had to take the headphones out earlier and tell my father-in-law, like, here, listen to this. This might be something you like. And I was like, it's called, like, the Cop Killers or some shit. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, it's called Cop Shoot Cop.
Yeah, my favorite band. Yeah,
Cop Shoot Cop. He was like, that sounds like some GarageBand stuff there.
Everybody Loves You When You're Dead. Great name for a song.
Yeah. I still think you guys should do the Randy Savages.
I think that's the mixtape, bro. I think Casey Wells' B-tape has just been called the Randy Savages. I think it's a great name for it, bro. We'll make it a memorial tribute to the man himself.
Excellente. I'm anxious to look on Facebook thread and see what all Jay Skills has said about me.
I just looked on Facebook. I have to say, if you'd like to get involved with the conversation today, go over to Tuckerdale Booth, Redondo Beach. Look for the comment thread that's apropos to Not So Shy News. Eno's in there trolling. Skills is in there trolling.
Yeah, I'm trolling.
You want to go troll hunting? Just go over and, you know, get a bird's eye on those dudes and start taking snipe shots.
If you're a little boy, I'm trolling.
You see me trolling. You're hating. That's all I got. That's all I got on that one. Well, Eno, we always appreciate your call, man. I think we should bump some music in your honor to send you out.
All right. Go ahead and play something off of my cloud of sound if you feel like it.
Let's play the intro, man. We should just go ahead and keep playing that scratch intro, John. You know what I'm saying? That's so dope. With ASOS
beat. If you decide not to play the intro, play It's Fresh.
Okay, we'll play them both for you. How's that sound?
I enjoy that one. And okay. Jay Skills is blocked out for the next four shows.
That's right. And if he doesn't, keep pushing his luck, you know, we may just forget he exists, dude, and that would be sad.
Yeah.
God, what the heck did he do?
Motherfucker acts like we don't even exist anymore. This is bullshit.
Dead to me. But you know how it goes. Everybody loves you when you're dead.
Dead to me. Dead to me. That's all you said. Dead to me.
Why don't you just go worry about your perfect little life and leave me and my family alone?
Ooh.
Dead to me. Ugh.
Ah, scenes from a mall. Right. There we go.
Well, I'm going to hop off. Got the wife making some tortellini and some fresh shromies.
Hey.
Chop them up.
Ayo, tortellini.
Hey. Put some wine in there with it. Some honey.
Is that a tortellini in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Nah, it looks like a tortellini.
Fresh. That sounds fresh, you know, like the song you asked for. It's fresh.
All right, well, go on and get to it, and look up some wax. That's what I really want to hear, is some wax.
We'll
I want to hear a song called Party.
Wax.
Party.
That's what we do here.
Okay, we'll look it up. We'll look it up, man.
Right.
We'll look it up again.
Look it up.
Church, right. Sweat, Tabernacle. Bro.
You guys take it easy, and I'll see you later.
And stop lying.
Stop lying!
It's funny because I went into SoundCloud and I put in It's Fresh, and I have got so much freshness here you wouldn't believe it. But in the meantime, see what we can do here.
Go to Sean Lynch. That's S-H-A-W-N Lynch. Or DJ Innovation on SoundCloud, and you can find this and many other tracks.
In the meantime, the theme song to your show on my show.
Inno Sweat. Ace on the beat. Please go to our Facebook thread, Tuckerdale Booth, Redondo Beach, California, on thekillradio.org Facebook thread from today, and leave your comments, suggestions, insults.
You're locked and loaded here with LA's own Kill Radio in the ethnic part of Hollywood.
We're now going to progress to
Tucker Booth needs a job.
Hey, Shaitan needs a job too.
Tucker Booth, Redondo Beach here on killradio.org. You're doing it sweater style, even when it's the middle of summer. That's because I'm so hot, I'm lactating.
www.killradio.org.
Let's just have a not-so-shy-John moment.
Whatever. Hey, I spend the week doing the same thing. Being good to people and being kind and reaching out, and I never get laid. Anyway, be good to each other. Use your emotions in a good way. Treat your kids right and be a part of the change you'd like to see in the world. Lions.
Man, that last song had a bunch of different layers. I could hear that on the radio.
If you want to get your music played on here, you got to submit your shit, if you know what I'm saying.
And tune in Mondays to Tucker Booth Needs a Job from 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA's own killradio.org.
It's funny, Tucker. I can honestly say about this guy that he literally took the words from my mouth.
He took them and crabbed them up in some scratchy crab patterns.
I have never been scratched so well.
That's pretty dope. That Aesop beat is incredibly infectious, too.
I was
telling you, it's been stuck in my head all week.
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, it's like...
Well, you know, that freestyle that you did during your show was some really strong stuff.
Thank you.
It came out very, very well.
Ace is inspirational. The 932 beats by Split I was rapping on, pretty inspirational.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It makes a difference when you have a whole another level of instrumental... dopeness going on your behalf.
What's that cartoon that your kid loves, that Veggie Friends?
Veggie Tales.
Yeah, Veggie Tales. Yeah, they do a video of this song here. It's Fresh.
Oh, they do? And I'm sure theirs has got their own God spin on it. So shout outs to all
I think DJ
propagandists.
Innovation better get to work there. And
all those Christian propagandists in animation.
All your friends out there vegetating, yes.
So let's hit them with It's Fresh then.
What's fresh? It's fresh.
VeggieTales are fresh.
Pandelirium.
If you've never had sex.
Or hardly ever, yeah.
That's going to be a hook on the Randy Savages. Shout outs to Innovation. Shout outs to Southside St. Louis. Shout outs to the Cardinals. Just about to get going in game one of the World Series tonight in Boston, playing in Fenway Park. Shout outs to Boston, too. I'll give some respect. They've had a fucked up year, John. You know, we were talking this morning on the phone, and my boy Kerm, big Kerm Frog, started blowing up my text as he often does when he gets a wild hair about ideas that he has. And Kerm was hitting me up with some wilding out, man. But I was kind of thinking, it's funny, I'd had similar thoughts myself, and I know my buddy Jonathan Toth from Hoth, who is quite the conspiracy theorist in his own right, also has ideas. But I noticed some things, John. I was digging this week, and Westboro Baptist Hate Church, you know, the God Hates Fags Church.
Yeah.
The Westboro Baptist Church, the ones that that go to gay funerals and picket and shout invectives at the loved ones.
They go to service members' funerals.
They go to everything popular.
To find them, yeah.
They go to popular things, though. Popular tragedies, popular events.
Yeah.
They go outside of Britney Spears concerts. I mean, they'll go anywhere where there's a lot of people that they consider to be sinful and worth a good damnation in the name of the Lord.
We hope the Hell's Angels catch up.
But they have a special hatred for gays, and they've made that quite clear with the website being called GodHatesFags.com. Go check them out. If you want to see all the things that God abhors in their mind, go there, because their God is an abhorrent God, as they love to say. He abhors most of us. And somehow has given them permission to go out and antagonize and bully everyone in his anthropomorphic name, because my God isn't a dude, so I'm just using that relatively. Anyways, in the words of Macklemore, hashtag same love, if I were gay, I'd think that hip-hop hates me, and I would definitely think that Westboro Baptist Church hates me. But to the point, decided to go and picket the games 3 and 4 in St. Louis, because they're up in Kansas.
Uh-oh.
So that's a short hop, skip, and a jump down I-70 to go picket games 3 and 4 at Busch Stadium in St. Louis.
I grew up on I-70, by the way.
So if you were one of the many St. Louis Cardinals fans that I know that might be thinking about going downtown to celebrate, be on the lookout for the Westboro Baptist Church right outside Busch Stadium.
And keep your baseball bat handy.
Well, yeah, seriously. I'm not advocating violence at all, but I would say bring the Louisville slugger that is your mind.
Your good sports equipment.
Your mind. That wound bear trap that is your mind. Uh-huh. And hit a few out the park off of them. They'll be soft pitching you all night.
Out in front of fruit.
Soft pitching you underhand right out in front of Busch Stadium if you'd like to go take a few swings there.
Literally or figuratively.
No, yeah. I'm not advocating violence. I'm serious about that. You're an idiot if you go there and play them at their own game.
I'm sure that they will be escorted by the police.
Yeah, well, and once again, they may have the political, legal right to stand there and shout hate speech, but they can't touch us. And I mean that literally, and I mean that figuratively. They can't touch us, bros.
Also a good point.
They can't. Hey, gay friends, they can't touch us. Gay family members of mine cannot touch us.
All we can do is pray for them, I suppose. Huh?
Yes, and be as loving as humanly possible, because it's truly, in my mind, the only answer.
You know, because, I mean, we always pray for forgiveness. I pray that people get enlightened, that people gain their own understanding and start, you know, from inside themselves, maybe get the idea that, oh, gee, there is maybe a larger picture here, you know?
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
But anyways, to Kerm's point, he got a hold of me while I was on the phone with you, right?
Uh-huh.
And he starts sending me his own thoughts. He says, don't hate me for saying this, but I'm calling it right now.
Uh-oh.
So if this happens, you will know that I'm a true conspiracy theorist. One, baseball is hella rigged. Here is my prediction on who will win the World Series.
This quoting Kerm, yes.
Yes, I reply, hit me. Kerm says, the Boston Red Sox are going to win because of the Boston bombings. .. Simple as that. I say back to him, I called it. He goes, you already came up with that theory? And I go, no, I guessed you would, though. He says, right on. I could care less either way, but the Cardinals have already won a lot. So they may have been purposely placed in the World Series just so when Boston wins, they will look like even bigger champions. But don't forget about the Boston bombings. They could win just to dedicate it to the victims. I said, I feel you, man. He goes, keep in mind, I don't care either way. I just think sports are hella rigged, and it definitely wouldn't surprise me. I respond, do you think Bush rigged the 01 Rams-Patriots Super Bowl 9/11 style? He says, yep. Is that when Nelly came out? It's all a marketing ploy. I think everything is rigged, except your music. It's cool. Thank you, Kerm.
It's good to know that there's some heartfelt stuff left in the world.
Well, and to his point, You now have Kerm's prediction, and he's not predicting that as a sports analyst. He's not predicting that as a fan of the Cardinals. He's not predicting that as a fan of the Red Sox.
Maybe as a political pundit?
No, Kerm doesn't even like sports except for ultimate fighting and boxing. Okay. Kerm's not real into non-aggressive sports.
I see.
And
I
he doesn't think baseball is nearly aggressive enough for
him.
People
got to get hurt for him to like
it. He likes blood sports, if you will.
Yeah.
So, Kerm's not real interested in the game tonight. He's probably going to be watching something else.
And ping pong is out. Yeah.
But he has his own theories, and he thinks the Cardinals might have even been placed there just to make the Red Sox look even better because the Cardinals are such great champions.
How about synchronized swimming, Kerm? You could bump your head on the bottom of the pool and bleed.
I have had friends that have touted the theory about the 01 Super Bowl. That's why I asked him about that in the thread. I have friends that think that the year that the St. Louis Rams made it to their second Super Bowl in 3 years as unlikely... You know, new Cinderella team. And they went up against a New England Patriots team that had started that season 0-2. They made a quarterback change from Drew Bledsoe to Tom Brady, who went on to unparalleled greatness, except for maybe Joe Montana as far
really
as winning
is, you know,
and Super Bowls.
When you get into it in depth and you really start seeing why they lose things and why these things really do happen from a management point of view, from a coaching point of view, from a player point of view.
Well, we were saying that if you actually know anything about sports, if you actually live it, breathe it, read it, think it, love it like I do, you know all the ins and outs. You know where there might actually be something fishy and where there's obviously just a breakdown in skill or character or just fluke or whatever, you know?
It's like I was saying, when I was very, very young, I finally just suddenly came upon it that it could be that the WWF is... there could be something rigged.
Look,
in there,
you take that back right now, John. The Randy Savages will have nothing to do with your nonsense, your propaganda.
Oh, don't hurt me. I'm a skinny old fart.
You slanderous fuck. Don't you dare. Hulk Hogan is rolling over in his grave right now.
And Jesse the Body Ventura, has got something to say about that as he goes into politics. Back.
Well, I just saw a photo of Jesse Ventura. I hadn't seen a photo of him in a while. When did he start looking like he's a Unabomber living out in the wilderness?
The Crypt Keeper.
Wow. He looks like Dr. Frankenstein or something.
Really, Ted Nugent looks more civilized than him, huh?
Way. Way.
We're in trouble.
Ted Nugent just looks like my creepy uncle who likes to bow hunt.
Oh, he looks extra creepy, though. Yeah, he's kind
of... Yeah, he looks like he likes to bow hunt little kids, but, you know, I'm just saying.
Old man out there, yeah.
Anyways, wow. Back to the blue humor right here on killradio.org, where aggressive stereotyping lives.
And we've choreographed everything in the whole country to happen exactly as it did. We saw it from a long way off.
Our clocks are 20 minutes faster than your clocks.
Maybe that's what it is. That DeLorean parked out front.
Do you know yesterday was actually the day that Marty McFly traveled to in the original Back to the Future movie? That the date that's on the DeLorean said yesterday, bro.
No shit.
We lived through... He was here somewhere.
Oh, man, he went by. He did go by.
But he was out in his own little, you know, in his own little part of town. But he was here in Cali, in L.A., somewhere, bro.
I'll be darned. That was,
and he
that
wasn't
was
even
smoldering tire tracks I saw.
He wasn't even shaking profusely yet.
Those were the good old days.
Those were the good old days. Those were the good old days. No, well, man, so I saw
what
that.
What cut do you like here? Anyway.
Well, dude, Kerm, we want to shout out to you, Kerm. Thank you for your prediction. I don't know if I necessarily agree, but I definitely agree that you agree. And I like your law of agreement because, Kerm, you definitely provoke me to think. And whether people like it or not, I think you provoke others to think. And to
consider that
and to strip away some of their layers of bullshit. And so in honor of that, I'm going to play the album you dropped in 2005 that you're still repping today. And I got to say, bro, this album to me is on par with Eminem. It's on par with all the other great stuff that was cranking out in 05, not just for white rappers, but I say Eminem because he was cranking out some of the hottest, most snappinest stuff in 05. I think people slept on you in St. Louis as they sleep on so many talented ringer people. And obviously, you are a very unfiltered and outspoken young man. But you're incredibly talented. I know how funny you are. People, if you don't know about Kerm, go check him out. Hey, John, what's the address on the back of the CD there?
Oh, I was just trying to read
called,
the name of the CD.
Called Kerm Down to Earth.
Down to Earth, yes.
And you can holler at him. I'm pretty sure he's still got a MySpace page up with all the originals.
Say, no, it does say, all rights reserved, unauthorized duplication is prohibited, but if you do duplicate this, I will personally teabag your mom. If I haven't already, bitch.
Kerm likes to tell you how it is.
Mixed for Justin Smith for Studio Now. Mixed by Jeff Lane for Sleepyhead Productions. www.chicagorecording.com. Mastered by Dan Stout. www.colossalmastering.com. Well, that's just them pushing their shit.
No, I'll tell you, though. Okay. I'm pretty sure you can go on MySpace.
See, it ain't up there.
And
the
you can also go you can also go find him on iTunes. And, oh, you can contact him at Kerm A Day. So that's Kerm, the letter A, D-A-Y, at yahoo.com.
Like the calendar.
Hit him up. All right, let's hit him. Follow the leader.
I'm going. Here we go. I'm going.
White
in.
Crazy rap. Check in. Ding.
How can we decide when it is wise to follow the leader, and when it is best to go our own way, and be our own leader?
Hold on a second, man. I'm calling right now.
Man, is our boy bullshit? What's the deal?
Chill out, man. Shit, I'm on the phone right now.
Man, you on some bullshit, man?
Shut up. Fuck.
What the fuck is really good, man? For real.
I want to write rhymes in a book and look back at the time that it took. I look black. That's a sign that I'm shook and off track. I'm still benign as a crook. Now look, laugh. That's funny as shit. Money I get, I got bundles of it. Got enough stashed, I can color with it. Keep a mustache or shave stubble with it. I'll double my grip, but what is it worth if my mom don't got none in her purse? I was up in her purse for bubblegum first, then my bubble done burst. Feeling numb with the thirst, stomach grumbling worse on Tumbledrum's curb. I threw a rock at a bird, I had to stop to observe. That could not have occurred. Nope, not in the burb. Nope, feeling perturbed, hope with the plot to serve. Folks, my flow was verbose. Left the herbs dose, let the verse smoke. Words like burnt toast, okay, here it goes. This is it now, lace my skates up. Up and grace the handrail. Ain't this a bitch? Now ain't shit in this town. If I get pinched, now I'll burn this bitch down. If I get pinched, now I'll burn this bitch down.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, dog? I'm trying to get a hold of you, man. Up? Everything good?
Nah, man,
good?
I ain't got shit, dog.
Okay, now I'm ready for anything that brings the fatty. If that means I gotta keep it heavy, then I think that I'll bleach the setting. I'll make it white like I read the writing. Every night like I need enlightenment in my life. And it was not long ago I was on the go with you or all alone or on the phone to call you to get me stoned on my tippy toes just to keep it low. Me, I'm blow. Don't think so with the bleeding nose. I told you I'd hold you down and mold you. Enrolled you in the school of hard knocks. You grow to be a warlock. That's when the tour stopped. But you were born lost like children of the corn stalk. That was then. This is now. Am I prison bound? Let me disavow. I don't know shit about how to flip an ounce. You can get an ounce of dick and mouth. If you're talking that, I'm gonna walk you back to the wrong impact that had all my life. I wanna grab the mic. I wanna say some shit that'll make the kids not hate the kid. That's the same as them. You know what angers him? When you label him. Heals the pain within. You can't see it, man. And so be it, man. Cause I'ma be a man and stand my ground. And you can ask around this morass of town. If the rabbits growl back, get the basset hounds. If the rabbits growl back, get the basset hounds.
You know, some music just goes timeless. You know, it just remains so that you can really enjoy it anytime. You can't even tell how old it is because it's so relevant.
And he mixed it and mastered it wonderfully, man. That's 05. Most of my friends, including me, were not doing that on their own like he was. He was doing that on his own.
Oh, man.
I mean, he had people that helped him learn how to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying he was learning to do it independently.
That's
all by himself.
So ahead of the game.
Dude, and he was doing it all by himself like in 02 and 03, like when all of us were just barely conceiving of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good engineering on this, you know.
And he makes great videos. He's got a masterful touch, and it's a unique, alternative, edgy, artistic kind of flavor to it. Mm-hmm. I know he's on YouTube. Kerm, if you're listening, tag us on Facebook, Tucker Dale Booth, Redondo Beach comment thread for Not So Shy News today.
What your good choices are.
Yeah, tag us with the YouTube links so we know where to send them. Because you've got tons of hilarious videos on there. Him calling out famous people, conspiracy theories, all kinds of wild stuff.
I want to find about
battling people.
I don't know if I'm having a good time searching for myself, so it would be good to get
going to MMA stuff and, like, you know, being at these mixed martial arts fights.
Oh, man.
Oh, fun stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Coming dressed up as a baby with this crazy-looking, like, crying baby head on.
Oh, shit. You mean to fight?
Like, at a fight with that on as a costume.
Oh, man.
Like a baby head on, baby mask. He's Kerm, dude. Follow the leader. All right.
Just a crazy man.
Hit him with another one, John.
Well, this next one is real close to my heart. I was going to say about this music that remains timeless. It's called You Bitch.
There you go. From 05 till infinity, Kerm, follow the leader, down to earth, Kerm Nation.
Okay. Thinking about seeing if you even are checking about making it out here on your own for a second. Now hold up a second. I knew you much better before you talked to detectives and snitched on your friends. Yes, I just figures. No one can be trusted. You never passed English, but you're writing a statement. If you want me arrested, then why don't you say it to my fucking face and not the pigs, you big babe. I ain't been feeling you lately, cause you're too willing to snake me. I just dilled you some KB. You're making deals for your safety. Talking to the D's to get your knees broke. Till your tree smoke won't ease the pain like your brain on drugs. You can't blame the thugs for your bad habits. It's not pragmatic, you asshole. You're well past the crack addict. Always drinking and smoking, feeding demons the omen. It's either you or the dope man, so your mouth is wide open. You bitch, how could you snitch me out? We used to be cool, but you sketchy now. Especially now, the motherfucking police wanna arrest me now.
Hit him with another one.
I think I should.
The next one is awesome. This is all about how he's been called a white nigger. That's what he's been called.
Ooh.
And so how he racist. Has to deal with it because, as we maybe if you haven't known, Kerm appears to come with the black cornrowed hair and the black fashions and a lot of the black styles, but he is indeed a 6'3" tall white male. But he's quite big and quite strong, mm-hmm. and he trains as a mixed martial artist, so he's kind of a ninja samurai warrior, if you will. Uh-huh. But he does not care if he's labeled that way, but he will comment on it, and the Kerm Nation is kind of the statement. So you might as well rock this one so they understand what we're talking about.
Yeah. What's this next one called?
Kerm Nation.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm tense cause it's intense. And in any instance, I could wind up behind a big fence. When possession is like 9/10, you got no defense. But the Pledge Allegiance to a demon region. Trying to dodge the precinct with hip-hop instinct. They want to see young blacks extinct. Fuck it, cause that's how it is. Look at all the terrorists, the media conglomerate. Just pumping all this fear in us. Who really gives a fuck about the kids? I'm selling drugs. Parents are just sterile us, never taking care of us. The system isn't fair enough, that's why I'm paranoid. They got the Polaroid pics pointed at me like a pistol. Go ahead, take a picture, go ahead. Point your finger, say I'm a drug dealer. Say I'm a dumb wigger.
Yeah, fuck the Kerm Nation. Why the wheels keep spinning? gun is racism carry. Your parents looking rap like it's interracial marriage. Unless you fuck a black girl, finna have a brown kid. You big dope down 40 with a round head. Tell a rookie cop, get the fuck away from round her. White nigga, get down. Dirty mouth need the price, so fucking with the white hoe. But don't he through the ghetto, black sheep or the white foe. Fuck a snitch, got rooftopping with the nice scope.
Trying to stay on top of it, caught up in my selfishness. I wanna say to hell with it and shoot up rural businesses. But that's just foolishness, I'd rather shoot at the cops. It just seems like they're always making random stops. Got it hugging on the hood, and then they wanna take a look in the trunk and search for crack. What the fuck is up with that? Where the fuck the warrant at? Why you wanna call the dogs? Let me fucking call my dogs and we'll see how tough you are. Take away the badge and gun, take away the stick and cuffs. If you think you're man enough, we'll see if you got dick and nuts enough to rip your tickets up and admit you fucking pick on us. Cause nothing but a bitch, a pig is what you are. But that shit ain't nothing new, it's only sad cause it's true. That's why I'm staying true, saying fuck the boys in blue.
Yeah, fuck them girls and learn. Why the wheels keep spinning on this racism carry? Parents looking rap like it's interracial marriage. Unless you fuck a black girl, finna have a brown kid. You big dope down 40 with a round head. Tell a rookie cop, get the fuck away from round her. White nigga, get down her. Dirty mouth need the price, so fucking with the white hoe. But don't he through the ghetto, black sheep or the white foe. Fuck a snitch, got rooftopping with the nice hoe.
Taking time to write a rhyme, gotta say what's on my mind. Wasting time getting high, I'm taking time to edify. Now's the time to take control, fuck it. Let's get it popping quick. You gotta stop just talking shit. Got a lot of problems, man. Gotta get up out of here. Gotta wanna die sometimes. I gotta try and persevere. I made it through another year, even though my fucking peers thought I'd be in jail by now. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? Supposed to be my homies, and you never even call me in. If you do, it's just for weed. This ain't how we used to be. How the fuck you think I feel? Knowing all I do is deal. Trying hard to make these stacks. Think it's just because I'm black? I guess you haven't noticed that. There really ain't no going back. Come on, dog, face the facts. I never stood a fucking chance.
Man, fuck them girl, haters will learn. Why the wheels keep spinning on this racism carry? Your parents looking rap like it's interracial marriage. Unless you fuck a black girl, finna have a brown kid. You big dope down 40 with a round head. Tell a rookie cop, get the fuck away from round her. White nigga, get down her. Dirty mouth need the price, so fucking with the white hoe. But don't he through the ghetto, black sheep or the white foe. Fuck a snitch, got rooftopping with the nice hoe.
What was he saying? Get to the. I didn't get all the words exactly.
Wait a minute, you didn't
in the chorus.
You're telling me you didn't get all the rap lyrics exactly, John? Are you telling me you didn't catch them all exactly?
I was saying, didn't he say around her?
He says you're telling a cop, rookie cop, get the fuck out from around her.
Around her, yeah, that's what I was.
And
looking
then he
for.
Says,
yeah.
White nigger, get down her.
Exactly.
So, if you don't understand what they're talking about, maybe take a minute to think about it. Maybe rewind that one on the podcast. I don't know. It's worth probably listening to twice.
Interesting to know.
Whether you agree with it or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good music. Either way.
That is definitely who Kerm was at that time. I will tell you that.
We leave room for every opinion here at the Not So Shy John News Show. We are very objective.
But I think what's so deep is not only that he really knows how to write rhymes and he really knows how to create great beats and mix and master and record
everything
and,
that, yeah.
You know, and get all these other talented artists to work with him, like the guy on the hook on that one.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's got DJs on there scratching. You know, he's got, you know, people singing with him. I think it really proves, at least to me, his friend, that he was all those things that he said he was, not just the dude trying to get by and trying to build up the empire.
We're not
the
acting
hard way.
Like it here, yeah.
And I did feel his pain that he got typecast into being just that dude they hollered at for weed, or just the dude that was the white nig or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's not who he really was. I was his friend. I knew who he really was.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to kind of see
not
now.
Not was.
Well, I
is
mean, at
too.
The at the time,
yeah.
At the time,
yeah.
That he was at the time.
Certainly.
And then he is my friend now. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, when all that dropped in 05, nobody in St. Louis was ready for that,
hell
as you
no.
can imagine.
Hell no.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Not from
he's
him.
Breaking into a scene a little bit there.
Even in LA, they would hate on that shit. I guarantee it. People are haters in hip hop. There's a ton of hatred
even
in hip hop.
So,
it's crazy.
I think. Yeah, there is a wall.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think is so fascinating is, like you said, it holds up today, and it seems kind of timeless in hip-hop now. It really does. It seems like another hip-hop milestone
every
that one of my
relevant.
Friends
yeah.
set.
Yeah.
on the way, which was most provocative album to come out of there in a long time in rap.
Mm-hmm.
Provocative.
I would think. I would think.
You took alternate positions on that hard. And usually you took the position pro because you knew Kerm and you knew who he truly was.
Well, I guess it could have been a fence that people would fall on one side or the other of.
I knew he was a lover of human beings. I knew he had a good heart. I knew he was a searcher of truth.
That's just like Savage Son yesterday.
And
I knew he was
a very wild dude.
You got to go into life with open arms. And the more you do so and not exclude shit, then the better off you are. The more open you are to new ideas.
Artists, you know? Entertainers.
And to share them.
Artists, entertainers, rappers, these folks, they're not like everyone else, if you didn't notice. And I don't just mean the good ones. I mean the crappy ones, too.
Mm.
But, you know, whether you're good or not so good or on the come up like a lot of us were back in the old days, all I can say is the only way that you get noticed is to take risks. Even if it fails, it doesn't matter. There's still, you know, major notice, major, you know, infamy in that.
You got to step outside some kind of box.
And the great artists in, you know, rock and rap history have done that, even when they failed on different projects.
The best people are off the beaten path.
Or say provocative things that they know will probably rattle a lot of people because it's very unfiltered and just how they feel at that moment.
Iggy Pop, all kinds of people. Yeah, anybody.
Kanye, whoever, Jay-Z.
Sure. Hey, Miley Cyrus.
And they may change their minds.
Sure.
Because they're not like a lot of us in that they don't formulate an opinion of the public any more than the public formulates an opinion of them. So as their polls go, so do they.
I'm not going to necessarily be this way for the rest of my life.
Well, and if they say something that really screws them up, they'll come back and revoke it and say, nah, this is what I really feel now. I'm sorry, I felt that way before, but can't be that guy anymore, so I'll go to rehab or whatever. They'll make that public concession in the public eye because they know they need to do it to keep their career going.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the rest of us...
Sometimes you do it because you want to keep your own continuity going within your own character.
But the rest of us, we create a lot of our own beliefs, and then we just hold on to them real tight until we have some discernible reason to change them.
Or even then,
Even then we might not, but at least we hold on to shit, and we hold on to stereotypes, and we hold on to past negative impressions of ourselves or others or whatever.
Which is kind of what we're all kind of fighting. You know, in a lot of different ways. I'm fighting ageism, you know, and there is racism in the landscape and reverse racism, and there's no doubt about it.
Every ism is at work at all times. If we're talking relatively,
classism.
If we're talking relatively, it's always relatively at work.
Yeah.
But what we have to absolutely do, as these artists do, is be willing to at least speak from the heart. And if that backfires, so be it. I think that what I heard on Kerm's record, no matter what people say, is from the heart. And I know him well enough to know that there's a lot of real passionate soul in there.
Counts
even if it sounds like gangster shit talk to you, or worse, race baiting or whatever. Doesn't matter. I know him well enough to know that his heart was in that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it makes me and others have to even consider all these things, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think it's good to keep thinking about these isms and trying to deconstruct instead of reconstruct them. You know what I'm saying?
Remain open-minded. People call themselves open-minded, but they're not. They're not.
Well, what else is art good for if not for a laugh or some kind of spectacular entertainment? Or some kind of thought-provoking material.
Yeah.
That's usually why we go to these things.
Yeah.
And art can be escapism, just like movies and TV, or it can be really, you know, politically, spiritually-minded kind of stuff.
An opportunity to gain a new insight. You never know.
But I do think that the great artists take risks, and they're not afraid to go out on a limb.
Hey, I grew up on Frank Zappa.
There you go.
You know.
He's another samurai. You know how it goes.
He couldn't stay with the record label. He didn't get along with them.
Well, yeah. And that's, you know, that's the thing is people do what they got to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, to express themselves properly. Or so you're not pounded into a mold and stuck in a box. Yeah. Yeah. And this is a guy who's not.
We should play some Zappa. I know you love Zappa, and you probably got about 2,000 motels worth of Zappa in there.
Just about all of it, really, when you think about it. Well, I had, you know, just a short set here that I could throw in just to be, you know, the off-the-wall, you know, monkey boy, grumpy old man, not-so-shy John whack job, you know, just to keep, you know, happy.
Yeah. I think he's eating some tortellini. Somebody, somebody's
away,
giving you the air raid sirens.
Thank you.
But
yeah, I found this one song that I thought I would dedicate to your buddy with the looped ears on the bus that you might enjoy. Full Metal Jacket doing Steers and Queers. It's very short. It's very short, but just a couple other things. I don't know how long Car Radio Jerome is, but just for a quick break, here we go. Gonna play? Oh no.
5'9" I didn't know they stacked shit that high. You trying to squeeze an inch in on me somewhere? Huh? Sir, no, sir! Bullshit, it looks to me like the best part of you ran down the crack of your mama's ass and ended up as a brown stain on the mattress. I think you've been cheated.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down. Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir!
Are you a Peter Pepper?
Sir, no, sir!
I bet you're the kind of guy that would fuck a person in the ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you.
So keep your seats. Watch the carny feed the geek. Bite it off, scarf it down. Makes me sick if I stick around. How'd you like to be that meat? Bleeding for pennies in the dirt on your knees. Pretend to believe they swim in the jar and feed just like me. This life sucks twice. It looks real good, but it stinks on ice. Real ripe escargot under the table where it doesn't show. Down in the basement where the kids won't go. Not on the mark, you know the smell. With a world like this, who needs the hell? In the street, scream like a banshee, laugh like a loon, ran down the alley, spit at the moon. Quarter of them behind me can't make me drop. I quit this jump and I'm a flat dead frog. Touch me, dad, I'll stick you cop. Kill my dog, I'll waste you pop. What I see, the maggot in the mirror just drools back at me. Got a sense of a rarity, took around for a week. Suck on this pal and we get us a geek. Did not try to be discreet. Got my eyes on the carny's feet. Kicked down the star, spit on the wall. The head off a bullet, jump over the wall.
Where did he come from? God only knows. He was found on an uninhabited island.
500 miles off the coast of Florida. My friends, in this enclosure, you will see one of the unexplained mysteries of the universe. Is he man or is he beast? You will see him living in his natural habitat among the most venomous reptiles that the world provides. Why he fondles those serpents as a mother would fondle her babies. He neither eats nor drinks, but lives entirely on the atmosphere. And we're going to feed him one more time. There will be a slight additional charge for his attraction, but it's not a dollar, it's not a quarter, it's a cold ten dime. 10 pennies, 2 nickels, the tenth part of a dollar. Hurry, hurry,
about five, six years. Yeah, wow. Yeah. I started out with one show, and now I kind of produce three. Because Tucker has a show on Monday that I co-host.
I just sit in here occasionally and hang out.
Yeah, he kind of came up through the ranks and was like a professional co-host for a while there.
I used to do Saturday nights with the hip-hop guys, and they were doing like live DJing in here with rappers, and I rap too, so I could freestyle with all these guys and stuff. That was fun. Like, we'd go 8 to midnight on Saturdays. He does these afternoons, and I do Mondays like 2 to 5, so that's like the beginning of the week.
And plus I do a news program as well. So
he's doing a lot of stuff on here. He's on here probably like 12 hours a week.
That's pretty fun. Well, you know, and also because I moved here nearby. I live very nearby, so... You know, which is cool. I'm thinking I should always bill the studio like $50 for every service charge. You know, I would have made another one today.
Well, there you go. We are back here live, folks. I'm going to have to say ta-ta in a few. It's been a good run today, John. We should probably...
We are coming up on that time.
Oh, we should play... We should go to YouTube and look up the Downbeat Drivers. Let's see if we can find a couple jams to play by them for my boy Bill. We're going to feature them next Monday on my show for sure. Pretty sure it's the Downbeat Drivers. Go check them out on YouTube. What's that?
My B is a sticky key.
My B is a sticky key, B.
I got no V.
Let's see.
Who do you like here?
I'm trying to look for it. Keep going down.
See, it's
we can just, you know, we'll do.
You know, we'll do.
Play some Jay Skills for Eno. I know he wanted to hear a little Skills. Let's just play a little Skills. We'll call it a day.
Definitely by request, huh?
Yeah, and I'll look for that stuff real quick and see if we can pull it up before we say goodbye. So okay. We can play a little Downbeat Driver after Skills.
Okay.
So that sound like a plan?
Sure.
Eno said he definitely didn't want to hear any, so that's a good reason to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's 37 drones, and it's dash tone ripples. Two words, tone ripples. 37 drones. This is from Hanoi, Vietnam.
Oh,
these
I
are my
see.
Boys.
Oh, good.
The Downbeat Drivers. So here we go. We found
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
And then we'll play
yeah.
some Skills to send them off.
It popped right up.
All right.
Okay.
Hit them with it.
Here we go.
Church. Thank you.
I will rip the roof off. Your mouth is making funny noises, sounding like your voice was taking the wrong choices, creating words with shapes you couldn't possibly mean for your lips to be forming at such a top speed. Nah, that's not even a good philosophy. Watch and see, it's all mine, skills, apostrophe. That shows possession, now go enlist an exorcist. My flow's aggression, and no one lives to test the shit. It's hip-hop, Mr. Big Shot Executive. So kick rocks or shut the fuck up, expletive. I'm coming clean as a bar of soap, you already know. A young Marine and a woman with a heart of gold. Gave the world a beast, you won't get any more. They said sometime in 1974, when I was born the next year, on April 1st, the world is bad, they said, try not to make it worse. But then somebody fucked up and taught me to speak. And then somebody fucked up and taught me to read. And then somebody fucked up the baby again. Cause somebody fucked up and gave me a pen. I could be your savior, be on my best behavior. I could be your downfall, or will I clown y'all? Or I could be your favorite, or be the most hated. Disgusting or lovely, I ain't anything but me. I could be the hero or villain, zero to million. I could be the killer or the detective, real or defective. I could be the one or no one at all. Good, bad, or ugly, I ain't nothing but me. I could be a lot of things, but I can't be that which suffers the little children on some can't be that shit. Shark repellent spray, Mr. Mark, 11 ways out of 10. And so they jump it, piss in the dark for 7 days. Scared shitless and all from a phone call. Can't sell your soul cause you already sold y'all's. Ballin' and yo, you sound like Marlon Brando. I could have been a contender instead of a bum. Let's add more red to the rum, metal and metal song. And true spitting with a gift ever since level one. I could be doing worse, I could be this and that. To kiss some ass for a pass, then have to give it back. Saying things I don't believe to appease you. Screaming what you wanna hear, not what you need to. I could be simplifying things out to get some ends. Who could it be? About to run down the list again. I could be the lion or the tamer, trying to maim you. I could be the answer or the question, cancel your session. I could be the boy or the girl, destroying your world. Shoot me or cut me, I ain't nothing but me. I could be the virus or cure, high risk reward. I could be your pleasure or pain, who says you're the same? I could be the error or soil, paranormal. Some cats are lucky, I ain't nothing but me. When you listening to garbage, don't confuse it with me. Intuitively, you can tell unless you're too sick to see. I get high, I'm not that guy that never loses his key. I make music for me, shoot it, you can use it for free. But yo, don't get yourself addicted, cause I never spit the shit the same. I tend to mix it up, so while yours gets disposed of like Dixie cups, my style grows like it's supposed to, like a big dick does. I keep it moving relentlessly, no sleep at all, and I'm proving all my tendencies to keep evolving. Before I settle or change, just to make some, I'll break my own back with a Batman like Bane, son. I remain numb, don't be feeling the whackness. On a page, I make great things happen, filling the tablet with rage and improve from the truth. Still ill and well accurate on stage. I break 8 legs like killing arachnids. I could be a man or a monkey, panhandle a junkie. I could be the light or the dark, tonight or tomorrow. I could be a pawn or the king, spawning off screen. I am utterly nothing but me. I could be a lie or the truth. I could be fireproof. I could be the rain or the sun, gaining momentum. I could be the sword or the shield, the new order revealed. Ending abruptly, I ain't anything but me.
Hey, people. Look at that. Seems like we have come to the end of another Not So Shy Sean News program. And the next show is here. We have a new show on the schedule. Brown Zero is about to start. So with that going on, that was Silly Chase Skills. I could be. And we want you all to have a good week and be good to each other and be kind. And what do you think, Tucker?
Oh, I'm just over here. I'm over here rapidly. I'm over here rapidly listening to the next guest on the next show.
This is
telling me about what they're going to be talking about because I'm interested.
Be a good show. Yeah,
I had overheard when they came in what the topic was, and it's about LAPD spying. So
wow.
That just kind of piqued my interest. Those words piqued my interest.
It's
and
kind of write down our mission statement. Too,
I asked
right
her about it,
where we
and
be.
She's telling me a little bit. I think if y'all are thinking about tuning out, you should just stick around because this next show is probably going to be very, very interesting and in-depth.
I think I want to run back home and set my stuff back up and listen in myself.
Did you say it was stoplapdspying.org? That's the website. Anyways, I'll let you guys sell that again. But and a Facebook page, too, Stop LAPD Spying.
Excellent.
Right on.
That being
said. Had a fun time today, guys. Much love to all of you.
Absolutely.
Be good to each other. Raise your kids. Treat them right. And speak the truth as often as it's a good idea to. And stop lying.
That too. Thank you. Hey, thank you. I'm glad that that seems to have caught fire somehow.
Sweat.
Have a good week.